I really, I was telling Hiram, I was telling some of you before, but I really, Alavai, before I went Yevamos, we had this experience of that Dalet Amud Beis. It's really, really so essential and fundamental for the Hakdama and Yesodos of Yevamos. So pay attention to yesterday and pay attention to today. Yesterday we learned that there's a fundamental machlokes, fundamental debate throughout the Rishonim, throughout different sugyas, about the nature of Yibum. On the books, we could refer to it as a machlokes de'or sameach and the marik. What we proved from many different areas, Shitas Rashi, is that Yibum is a gemar, and that's the maskonis of our gemara. Yibum is a gemar. Yibum is a different animal. Yibum is a different package that's not working like Kiddushin. And that's why it could even circumvent and work with Yisur Eishes Ach. And it's its own animal, it's its own parsha. And that's exactly what Rashi learns in our Gemara, Shkein Zkukav Omedes, that it's the Gemar. So we left off with a question yesterday. The question yesterday was, is that if that's the case, so how does Taka the Ma'arik get around our Gemara? What is the Maskonas HaGemara? How do we learn the Maskonas of our Gemara? So the emes is, there's a totally different dimension in the sugya. And a whole new issue that's being discussed with by the Rishonim that really sheds a new light into our entire sugya that I think will be a yesod for the Ma'arik and defense of the Ma'arik to understand our Gemara. See, Tosis asked the following question. The Gemara's maskana is that you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer from Yibum to teach Kiddushei Bia that works. That can't be the source because, and you need a pasuk, because Shekein Mali Yevama, Shekein Zkukav Omedes. Yibum has a specific halacha to it that it's attached. It's Zkukav Omedes, they're attached. Frekta Helega Taisus, Mali Yevama, Shekein Zkukav Omedes, Vim Taimar, Halo Ein Mo'ol Loz Kikosa Le'inyan Kesef. What does Zkukav Omedes have anything to do with what I'm trying to learn, Iram? I'm trying to learn Kesef. I'm trying to learn that a woman should be able to be married with kesef. So, zkukav omedes is not going to change anything within the area of kesef. So why can't I learn kesef and say the following kal v'chomer? Ma doch, a woman that's already attached and doesn't need so much to finish the process. And what works in such a scenario? Bia and not kesef. So what? A person that kesef already works. Kal v'chomer, that bia should work for that woman. Why can't that be within the kal v'chomer itself? Take the concept of zkukav omedes, the attachment of the two, and say that that's all part and parcel of the kal v'chomer. A woman who's already attached, says Taisus. Even though they're attached, a nickness bekesef and nickness bebia, and yet bia works. Isha she'ena zkukov and nickness bekesef, eino din she nickness bebia, lo yazik la ma she'ena zkukov. And adraba, that's not gonna hurt her. The fact that she's not zkukov, so kesef, it just makes kesef stronger for both sides. However, what's the only way that this Kal V'Chomer falls? The only way that this Kal V'Chomer falls, if what? Is if Zkukav Omedes, Gary, triggers the Bia. Tosis is assuming that Zkukav Omedes is an independent reality of the nature of this relationship between this woman and this man. And yet Bia works and Kesef doesn't. So that all Kal V'Chomer is all good and nice as long as Zkukav Omedes doesn't trigger specifically Bia. But if Zkukav Omedes triggers specifically Bia, so then the whole Kal V'Chomer falls. So now, no, the reason why Bia works is because Zkukav Omedes, and that's not applicable at all to anything else other than Bia, and it can't be applied to a situation where Zkukav Omedes doesn't apply. Everyone understand? So now what Tosis has to do in order to circumvent this question and answer this question, he has to prove that the concept of skuka v'omedes is specifically linked to why bia works by yibum and will not allow for bia by anywhere else where you don't have skuka v'omedes, and skuka v'omedes triggers bia. Everyone with me? Lippy, you with me? So let's skip to the end of Tosfos, the last few lines. The nira l'rida hachi perich shekein skuka v'omedes libia komar she'ikr mitzvasa l'hakim l'achiv shem hilkach nekala l'haknois bibia yoyser mi'isha. Says Tosfos, I'm going to explain to you what the Gemara means when it says shekein skuka v'omedes. It means when it comes to a Yivama and Yavam relationship, the relationship lends itself to specifically Bia. Because the whole reason there is a connection between this Yavam and the Yavama, Amsalam, is what? Is in order to do what? The mitzvah of what? L'hakim l'achiv shem. To allow his brother to have future descendants that will be connected to him. Rabbi Isai, the Gemara in Yavama says, don't read this pasuk literally. The Gemara in Yavama suggested in the Havamina on Daf Chav Beis that a child from the offspring of the Yavam and the Yavama is called up by the other name. The Gemara says that's not true. Even though the Torah presents it is that it's Hakamas Shem La'achiv, doesn't mean literally. This is one example that the Pshuta Shalmikra is totally not taken la'alach. However, that inyan is still true. And therefore, what's crucial about the mitzvah of Yibam? That there should be bia. So Rabbi Yisai comes along Tosfos and says, since the whole inyan of the mitzvah is Hakamas Shem La'achiv, having future descendants for his brother Max Hoffman, then what? Then obviously Skuka V'omedes is linked to specifically what? To Bia. And that's why Bia works by Yibam. Masha'en Kein, where you don't have that Skuka V'omedes, that reality that we're trying to create a future offspring for my deceased brother, namely a classic kiddushin. Don't say that bia works unless you have a pasuk for it. Don't learn from Yibam where the whole relationship is in order to fulfill the Hakama Shem Achiv. That's lending itself to bia. That's pashut that bia exists over there. You can't learn and be the source now for Kiddushin Yesh Me'ayin that Bia works. Rabbi Yisai, this line of Tosfos of Akoma Shem Achiv, it has nafgaminas la'alocha. We have to learn. I don't know, I'm cheshbening whether or not we're going to get into it. It's a whole sugi in the Rishonim and Daf Chof and Yevamis about how Yibam works, Lemaisa. When is Yibam taking effect? Might be connected to this lashon of the Rishonim, that it's all based on Hakama Shem Achiv. Just going to say it right now, but potentially maybe we'll do it a little bit later next week to understand how much ramifications la'alacha this statement has. But for our intents and purposes, Rabosai, Tosfos just says that's all Skuka V'omedes meant. What does that do for me, Rabosai, in our sugya? In our shir, now that I just explained the pshat in Skuka V'omedes, Laibi, what did that just do for me? That just did a lot for me in terms of lumdis. Say it again, Mickey, with confidence. Gives the Ma'arik a new pshat in the Gemara. I don't need to learn like Rashi. I give it under a pshat. A totally new pshat. Shekein Skuka V'omedes, and that's why Bia so pasha by Yibam. But Mehechatesi, by Kiddushin. That doesn't necessarily mean that Yibum isn't Kiddushin-esque. That Yibum isn't Kiddushin Category 3. The Gemara never said that in the Maskana. And the Ma'arik can look at the Or Sameach from yesterday and say, I got a pshat in the Gemara.
I'm confident. Look at Tosis. Look at the new Pshat in the Gemara. That said, a specific reason why we're not learning Bia by Kiddushin from Yibum. Because it's Kukav Omedes, but it doesn't mean that they're totally different in their nature.
Isn't the whole point
that Tosis is learning a Tchia in the Gemara why the Limud is bad. The limud is bad is because this lends itself to bia as opposed to that lending itself to bia. That doesn't necessarily mean the categorization of yibum versus kiddushin / bia is totally different. It's just a bad source for a limud. Just because I know A, I don't know B. Once you know A and B, they might be very similar.
If A and B are proof to it, then why would...
No. A is a reason why bia is simpler by yivamis.
Mark is saying that is from contribution, so then
No. He's not arguing with the Gemara that the source is going to be different. Everyone agrees that you need a pasuk of Ubalah for Kiddushei Bia, and Yibum needs its source. The question is, once we have our sources, and once we know Kesef and Shtar doesn't work, so I always assumed, and I think the Pashup Shad is assuming, that they have nothing to do with each other. They're totally different, like the Pashup Shad and the Gemara is. Yet the Ma'arik didn't say that. And the Ma'arik has a question against him from the Maskonas HaGemara. But if he has a way out of learning the Maskonas HaGemara to just be a d'chia on the limud, but not be another categorization of these two parshios, so then we could save the Ma'arik Walters, and then we're okay.
So just to be clear, you're saying that since Bia with Yavama is attached to, it's like a central part of the Yibum process.
So it's simpler. It's simpler there.
But it's still, he's still saying it's the same, right? Like,
he's still saying that the Maskonas HaGemara never said to you that once you have sources for the both, that they're entirely different.
So is it like a technical difficulty in a Yibum that you can't learn?
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm suggesting, exactly. All the Gemara was saying wasn't a lumdusha difference, but it was just saying, nah, I know Bia from Yibum is because Yibum's all about Bia. Yibum's all about Bia. Kiddushin's not all about Bia. Kiddushin's got Kesef, Kiddushin's got Shtar, Kiddushin's got about relationship, Kiddushin's about a lot of things. You need a separate source.
So even though it's the same...
But once you have the source, I don't have a Gemara going against me to say that they're totally different. However, the Tesis goes on, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Lazar Mishanza Perish Shekein Skuka Vaimedes. No, that's not the Pshat. It's not what the Reis said, that it's that Yibum lends itself to Bia because it's about Hakama Shem Achiv. That's not what Skuka Velimedes means. It's not that it's specifically Bia-esque because Skuka Velimedes, because it's all about helping your brother's name Hakama Shem Achiv. No, that's not what Skuka Velimedes meant. Listen to what Skuka Velimedes means. Perish Ken Skuka Velimedes Shebia Zu Eina osa ella gomeres kiddushe rushon, shum da ashkechan bia gomeres loynema shetikna tchilas kinyan. This, if I would have to say, is a little bit more similar to Rashi, but not knowing necessarily if all the other Rashis fit in to this pshat. But what's this day of Tosos stressing? Day of Tosos is stressing. Shkein's Koko Velmedes means something totally different. Means, I'm picking up from where someone else left off. What does that mean, I'm picking up from where someone else left off? You in the hood with the red. What does that mean? What does it mean? Wear the hood, I don't care, just give me an answer. What does it mean?
Ligmore.
What does it mean, Ligmore? Who's left off? What's going on?
First brother.
Dead brother.
Dead brother. So the dead brother, so now you're what? You're finishing off. So the dead brother is still alive?
No. It was built into his marriage.
The dead brother's kiddushin still exists? The dead brother still has ramifications, la halacha?
Yes.
Comes along Rav Yosef Engel in Asvan Doraisa and says something massive. He says, and this has ramifications, la locha. Got that, Ira? Yesh lachkor, says the Asman d'Oraisa in Klal Ches. What's the nature of Yib? Not based on yesterday's shir, not based on what's matir, is there Eishes Achad? I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about when I do Yibum, am I just completing something that my brother left for me? Or am I doing something Yesh Me'ayin, brand new? Says Rav Yosef Engel, I think the answer to this question lies in these days in Tesis. That's the machlokes between the Ri and the Rav Lozer Mishazna. Yibum, is it my creation of a relationship brand new? Or is it picking up from my brother's Kiddushei Hames? Are there any sources to this Chakira? Sounds very esoteric, very theoretical. Does the Gemara ever discuss such a concept? Yeah, Ezra.
Even if you say it's the Yesh Me'ayin, can't really say it's the Yesh Me'ayin totally. Yeah.
Right. You can't just walk up to a woman and do Yibum. That's correct. But once the Torah created a Parshas Yibum, is that me totally being in the driver's seat and I'm doing everything, Yesh Me'ayin? It's true, it's designated specifically for me, and it's under certain klolim, but it's nothing. The relationship from the brother is totally gone, or no, I'm actually being gomer.
How do you say it's totally gone? Like, the only reason why it's there is because
your brother caused it.
No, my brother caused it,
yeah.
But then my brother caused it, and that's the Torah delineated that specifically. But his Ishus Hames is finished in terms of the world of Ishus. Or, one could say no. The Ishus is still where it is there to some capacity. And I am actually being Gomer, that Ishus. And that's why I don't need a Tchila Sakinyin. And B is so simple when it comes to Yibum. Shekein Skuka Ve'omedes means you're just the cherry on top. Your brother did all the work for you over here. The Tchila Sakinyin is from here. If I learn that pshat in Toises Raboisai, that means my brother's marriage is still alive today. What?
Ishus
Ach should be a problem. And Ishus Ach definitely should be a problem. But the Torah said that it's not. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. There's no question. Whether or not my brother's marriage is dead or whether my brother's marriage is still alive, Ishus Ach is a problem. The Gemara in Yibamah says it's a problem.
The Torah says it's not.
The Torah says it's not a problem. That's the Torah's choice. Exactly.
Why doesn't the Torah allow Shtar Kesef?
Why didn't that's not the what the Torah created? So that wasn't the model the Torah created.
Why would anyone have the Abba Minyan to think that it's not a continuation of the brother's marriage because she's ushered to everyone but her?
Oh, says Asher Lippi. I think the answer to this question might exist in a Gemara. I'm just going to explain to you what Asher Lippi just said, for those of us that are a little slower and need Perish Rashi on what Asher Lippi said. What Asher Lippi is saying is this is a Beferish Gemara in Yivamas Tzadivav. So the Gemara in Yivamas Tzadivav we quoted yesterday, which is where what Asher Lippi is referring to. What does Gemara in Yivamas Tzadivav say? Libi? Oh, Ezra, I should have told you to get a Yivamas. All right, let's do it. Yivamas Tzadivav. Who can get it quick on the computer? You got it?
Isn't this the same as the Ritva and Rashi? Am I focusing yesterday? Whether the brother's death is what makes the...
Whether or not the Eishes Ach is still Kayim?
Yeah, isn't that what they were talking about?
You don't necessarily have to connect them. I think they could be independent.
Whether or not...
Yivam Estadi Vamaral, the top of the daf, B'dirav Hamnuna Kamiflagi. Rav and Shmuel, Machleg is Rav and Shmuel. Wow, a lot of Machleg is Rav and Shmuel today. Some of them are true, some of them are not true. Yeah?
Whether or not
Yavama
was
trying
to Ishus Ish.
What?
Whether or not
Yavama was. Oh. Everyone listen to Schwartz. I'm going to say it again. Everyone listen to Schwartz.
Okay, that's new. Elias says, perhaps Rav Shmuel did not argue like Rav Hamnuna explained. Rather, they argue.
No. Give me a Gemara. Give me a Gemara.
No, Rav Hamnuna.
Everyone stop listening to Schwartz. He always has
one
second.
Spotlight.
Max, go. Give me a Gemara. He found the words, he's got the wrong language. What? Yavam Nuna, yeah.
Shomeris Yavam.
Shomeris Yavam Shezinsa Asura. Go, keep going, keep going. Asura Liyabma. A Shomeris Yavam, what's a Shomeris Yavam, Rabbi Isai? Someone who's awaiting, someone's awaiting to do Yibam. They didn't get a chance to do Yibam or Chalitza yet, right? And the brother died, right? So now she's Mizana with another man. So now is she Usser to marry somewhere else? She Usser to marry the Yavam. Rabosai, why would she be Usser to marry the Yavam? What's the din of an HSS that's Mizana? Also the Baal, also the Boil. So sounds like what Isaac just read is assuming that an Isser Shomeris Yavam is similar to a what? To an HSS ish that's Mizana. Keep going.
The Rav Amar.
Harehi ke Eishas Ish. Rav says it. Just like an Eishas Ish. How's she like an Eishas Ish? Asked Asher Lippi. How's she like an Eishas Ish? She didn't do anything yet. She's awaiting a what? A Yibum. And now you're calling her an Eishas Ish as Mizana? Yeah, cool, go on.
Nifsala
Biznus, just like an Eishas Ish that's Mizana. Nifsala Baalus Labayla. Solta Esir Abala Kazoyna.
Well,
Amar ain't a Amar, no, ain't a Keishas Ish. The Lime Mifsalab is Nus. She can marry the Yavam still, says Shmuel.
What about
keep going.
Oh, it says it.
The same word, same word. Good. Excellent. You're holding in the bones. Yeah. Another Machalik is Rav and Shmuel. Add them up. A lot of Machalik is Rav and Shmuel today. Bikidushin toifsin biyavama. What does that mean, Rabbi? Say, someone help me here. What does kidushin toifsin biyavama mean?
It's like
what?
Extension. It's like more.
No. What does kidushin toifsin biyavama? Don't give me hasbeirim. Just tell me what the gemara means.
Try to marry yavama.
What's the din? I try to marry yavama. Yavama's waiting. I'm gonna be able. I'll be here Monday. I'm gonna do yibum with you. Okay. I'm not gonna be there till Monday. She wants to get married today. She goes and she finds a husband and she gets married today. Who? Is the Kedushin Taifsin or not?
No.
Kedushin's not Taifsin? No. You sure? You sure?
No.
You say no?
I know it's a Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel is Rav Shmuel, but I don't agree. I say no. I have a Rebbe in the Gemara who's defending me, so I can say no. If I didn't, then I'm arguing on a Tana, but I have a Tana with me.
Rishi.
What does Gemara say? Not even going there? Yes. What does Gemara say?
Rav Amar Harehi
Keishas
Ish.
What did Rav just? 1 second. Let's go back. What did Rav say? Not in Parsha Shir. What did Rav say in the Machlegs I just quoted? A lot of Rav and Shmuel. What did Rav say? Just tell me the din. What did Rav say?
Stira.
Really? Stira? Stira reading? Stira reading? You have a problem with Rav?
Exactly.
And what's he saying now?
He's saying it's not.
Really? Why
is he saying that?
He's as Lashitoso as he would have been in Parsha Shir if that other Machalikas would have existed. Mamish Lashitoso. Just here, it's on the same daf. And here, it's actually true. Rabboisai, Rav says, a Yavama Lashuk, that's Mizana, is also to her Yavama. Why? She's Eishas Ish, she's Inshas, she's like a Soita. Rav says, if you give Kiddushin to a Yavama, Kiddushin are not Taifas. Zokt Shmuel on that.
So
Shmuel Amar, it's okay if we do Shmuel, right?
What?
I give him a head there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah. Shmuel says.
Shmuel Amar,
thank you.
Ish is not an Ish. It's
touched about Kedusha. Oh! Kedusha is dope. Wow. That is a packed sugya. Yvonne's side of Schwartz, if you just had Yvonne's side of yeah, that's a hefty part of Yvonne's. Rabosai, just out of curiosity, can anyone help me out with this, Rabosai? Does anyone think that this Gemara is Lamaisa?
No.
We don't do Yibum anymore.
Mamzerim?
Not until Yibum.
Ezra, why is it Lamaisa?
Mamzerim.
What's the case that's going on right now?
She married out of it.
This girl hasn't been Lamaisa.
Can we say the case?
That's right.
Is Rav and Shmuel relevant?
Of course.
Wait. Can we say the case?
We can't fully say the case.
Why?
Said the case yesterday.
You didn't the case yesterday.
Spoil it.
This is Torah.
A woman who is married, who her husband died, and now she just got married to someone else, and now they realize that there was that she should have done she should have done chalitza. So now what's the din, Rabbi Yisai? What's the din? Is she married to that new guy? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel.
We paskin like Rav.
Are the children from this new marriage mamzerim?
No.
I would have said it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel.
She broke up.
It happens to be, we learned yesterday, that Or Sameach brought Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said the children are not mamzerim. That was the proof Or Sameach said that there's no kiddushin to the yavam, and yibum is not kiddushin. Wow, it's all coming together. Halacha, and the sugya is one big sugya. Unbelievable. Rabbi says, so that gemara in Sadi Vav, that's negei lemaisa ad hayoy hazeh.
I'm not like Schwartz, though.
Hevra. What's machlekes? Now go back to Asher Libby. What's the machlekes, Rabin Shmuel? What are they really debating? What are they really arguing about? Zokta Heiliger of Yosef Engel. Zokta of Yosef Engel in Asfand Araisen, Klappen Klalches. Perhaps Rav and Shmuel themselves are arguing in one of the most Yisodistika Chakiras for Mesechus Yevamos. In our Machloikis Rishonim, the same line of reasoning as our Machloikis Rishonim on Daftalad Amid Beis. Is a Yevama and a Yavam picking up where brother number one started, and just a Gemar, and therefore Yibum and Bia is so poshit, because really his Kiddushin is Chai V'Kayam? Yeah. Or what, Rabbi Yisai? A brand new thing. Yeah. Brand new Mahalich. He am not getting from here. Happens to be. There's specific credentials. It has to be a specific scenario that I'm going to pick up. And I'm going to do Yibum, but my Yibum and my Bia and my transaction over here is all from me. It's my Ishus, it's not his Ishus. What's the Nafkamina, Rabbi Yisai? Well, what happens when she didn't do anything? And you're in that interim stage. That interim stage of just awaiting Yibum or Chalitza. You didn't sever the ties. You didn't do anything yet. What's the status of this woman? Could we call her an Ishus Ish?
Yes.
Or do we not call her an Ishus Ish? Yavam and Yibum is not picking up from the Kiddushi Hameis, but rather it's a brand new Ishus that's not even looked upon as a Gemar of the Ishus Hameis. That is an unbelievable pshat of Rav Yosef Engel within the Gemara. But Rabbi said what's even more unbelievable, which Asher Lippi said, is that it's not only found in a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel that will have ramifications on whether or not Kiddushin are toifs into someone else, or whether or not potentially the child will be a mamzer, or whether or not if she's mezana, is she usher to her husband. Because again, let's remember, she didn't do anything yet. The only way you can call her an Ashes Ish is if you keep what alive? The brother. And that's the mitzvah of Yibum, is somehow, even though in general, when a brother dies, a woman becomes mutter, Yibum, the Chiddush HaTorah in Yibum is what? Is that here we don't look at it as if it's totally mutter. The Torah says, Misas HaBal in general is matir. Right? I can have two ways. What are the two ways you can get out of marriage or both sides? Two ways. A get or Misas HaBal. Right? Right? What do you say?
It's a great story.
What do you mean?
Where they keep the bigger one?
Which one?
Where the guy, there was like a good one.
Yeah.
And the guy wouldn't give it, so he...
Like, oh, he gave him a cloak.
And he said, either you give her a get, or you can or Misas HaBal.
Wow. Right?
And then he walked outside and died.
That's Kishmak. That is a good story. Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Yisai.
No, he said he wasn't going to.
So what's the... If Misas HaBal is Matir, so how is it possible for us to be Chiker right now and say that the brother's marriage is still alive? Misas HaBal is Matir as long as there's no Mitzvah Yibum. But when the Torah creates a Mitzvah Yibum, pshat in the Torah is that the Torah was never applying that heter of Misas HaBal. You see, Iram, you see something fascinating from the Gemara that discusses Misas HaBal. The Gemara says, Misas HaBal minola. How do you know Misas HaBal is matir?
What do you see from that kash of the Gemara, Bosai? I want you to be medayik in the kash of the Gemara, Gary. What's the kash of the Gemara? The Gemara needs a source that Nisas Habal is matir. What's the other alternative? He's dead.
Is he fully dead or is he dead?
Rabbi said, what's the other alternative? Come along the Achronin, comes along Rabbi Yosef Engel and he says, no. This is Parsha Shir Chayesara last year. The Shidduch goes to the grave. Rabbi said, were it not for the fact that there's a limud of Mises Abal's being matir, I would think, what? Once you get married, that's it. Ishus continues. So now, once that's my wavelength, once that's my approach to the sugya, and I don't assume that it's a svara that Mises Abal is matir, but I need a pasuk to tell me Mises Abal is matir, I need a sugya to tell me Mises Abal is matir, so now it's not so hard to suggest that in some ways, and sometimes, where the Torah was mechadish and mitzvah sibum, the Torah just put the brakes on what? Mises Habal being matir. And Ishus HaMeis is mamshich, continues weiter, goes on further. And I pick up from the Ishus of the Meis. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, my Chakira can still be alive. My Chakira can still pick up from the marriage of the other brother. What other Gemaras do we see that possibly discuss this issue, Rabbi Isai?
Wasn't it a similar idea with what we were saying with the Rosh Hashanah with that God? It was like, we buy slaves to go along?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying, Avada, you always are married. Zok the Torah Achidish is Afka when there's Misabal. But the point is that exactly. But before you would have said that, or I would have thought that, I would have thought, come on, you can't have marriage intuitively. You can't have marriage past what I live. Teretz says you can. Teretz says that's what the Gemara is saying. From the fact that the Gemara says Mises Abal Minolon shows you something fundamental about marriage. This is not temporary. It's only the Chiddush HaTorah that it's temporary. And if the Torah wants to stop that temporariness, and the Torah wants to continue it weiter, in the case of Yibum, it can continue. And therefore, Yesh Lach Amsalem.
Didn't we say yesterday that if the original husband passes away, and then until the woman does Yibum, she's an Eshet Ish, no?
She's an Eshet Ach.
Eshet Ach, whatever.
That doesn't necessarily tell you about this. Eshet Ach exists after Misa. That's Krovim. That's an Isser Arayos. Kal also exists after Misa, or many Arayos exist after Misa. That doesn't tell you whether or not the brother's marriage is alive. Not no get to this sugya.
And,
yeah.
In a regular case of Kenyan, when you just have a Kenyan, I own.
What do you mean just have a Kenyan? Like what? They give fill in the banks.
If I own
a desk, yeah.
And I die,
yeah.
I still own that desk.
That's a very good question. It's a very good question.
Yeah,
Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a whole discussion about this in Baba Basra. How does Yerusha work? It's a very good question, very deep question.
Because it applies.
100%.
What?
Wife does not.
I'm saying that's like the implied question then.
I mean, how does Yerusha work? Is it that just they're getting it from no one, or there might be a Morish in Misa?
But then you could also tie it into the Machlokes we had before, whether it's a classic Kenyan, like, you know, this relationship, or whether it's like above that, you know, whether it's different.
Yeah, you know, you can, it's just not mukhra. You don't have to.
Yeah.
So why couldn't I learn from the Torah with Yehuda and Tamar that it's also?
What?
I'm saying Yehuda and Tamar, he says she should be put to death for the exact same situation that we're talking about.
He said
when she became pregnant, he said she should be put to death. But she should have done Yibum with the third son. He said she should be put to death. Remember?
Oh. You're asking if he...
Why can't
he
use that as a proof?
You're asking... You're bringing a raya against Shmuel as Shitascha. A little stuff. I don't know. The Ramban is the one who says that was a case of Yibum. The Rishonim have a whole debate whether or not halacha you could ask, you can really, it's really not classic Yibum, number one. Because it's not, it wasn't the Ramban holds that Yibum then existed from the father-in-law. He was the Avam.
Yehuda was Mekayim Mitzvah's Yibum with her.
Yeah, but
so it's a totally different type of Yibum.
He didn't know at first that it was him, so I'm saying...
I know, but I'm saying from the fact... But from the fact that the Mitzvah of the Yibum is accomplished in a different way, it's very tough to bring a Raya from that. And I'm telling you right now, the Ramban and the Rashba and Yevamis and the Aftzari Ches have a whole debate on whether or not we could use that as a mucker. The Rashba thinks that it's a bad mucker. So, but I hear your point. It's a good horror. It's a nice horror. I like it. I like it. Even though it was forced, Lishon Tosca. I like it.
Always don't want to defend history.
Good. Rabbi Isai, what other Gemara in Kiddushin, not so far away from our daf, discusses this issue? What's Yud Gimel about? Let's turn to Yud Gimel. What's Yud Gimel? What?
Is there still a residual?
Oh. Zok the Halig Gemara. And daf Yud Gimel on the base. A woman is koina b'misas habal. Rabbi said, which Gemara was I talking about? This Gemara. Bishlama get dechsiv v'kosav l'seker krisos. Ela misas habal minolon. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the source for misas habal? So the Gemara starts off, asvaru. Hu asra v'hu sharsa. So the Gemara starts off saying it's asvaru pshuta. V'harayus da asalu v'lo sharilu. Says the Gemara, that's not such a pashut svara. Arayus also exists afterwards, even though he was the Sibas HaIsser, even after he's gone, it still continues afterwards. Elamida Amar Rachmana Yivama She'ein Labanim Asura. No, you want to know how you know Misas Habal is Matir? Because the Torah only asserted what? Yivama She'ein Labanim. Hayesh Labanim. If she doesn't fall into the category of Yibam, Rabosai, then what? Muteres. Sounds like that's the source. That's the pasuk to tell you Mises Abal. Unbelievable. You need a pasuk for that. And it's very similar to what we were just saying, Rabbi Osai. Yibum is the brakes on the heter. And when there is no yibum, so then obviously it's implication that there's a heter. But I needed a pasuk to derive that. Vidilma ein labonim asur la alma visharyu liyava. Maybe the pasuk says like this. When you have no bonim, then there's a heter to one person, namely who? To the Yavam, to the Ach. V'yesh labonim l'kule alma nami asura. But when she has children, then she's also not only to the Yavam, but to everyone. She's still an HSS. Elamida amar achmona. The Gemara's fishing. The Gemara doesn't have a source for Misas Habal. Elamida amar achmona, from the fact that the Torah says, almona l'choyin gadol asura. From the fact that the Torah says a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana, like we spoke about yesterday. But if you're not a Kohen Gadol, so then the implication is what? Sharia, it's Mutter. Says the Gemara, maybe that's not the way you should read the Pasuk. Maybe Mises Habal is never Matir to anyone. V'dilma l'Kohen Gadol belav. Maybe for a Kohen Gadol it's belav. L'kulei Alma be'esei. But everyone else still has an Isser, just doesn't have an Isser as Chomer as the Kohen Gadol. But not to imply that everyone else is Mutter. So then the Gemara says as follows. Hai Asei Maya Vitsei. What type of Asei? Monavshach, asks the Gemara. How could you say that there's an Asei when it comes to everyone else? Ida Hanyo Misas Habal. If Misas Habal did something over here, and Misas Habal works to be Matir, Tishterei Lagamre. So then what? Let Misas Habal actually work and make her what? Make her mutter. But if you're telling me Misas Habal doesn't work, so then what's the problem? Bimilsa kamaisa. Took me bimilsa kamaisa. Establish her on what? Her original Isser. Which means what? Not an Isser essay, but an Isser chenek. Ishajis. Alama. Since when did you what, Amsalam, go from an Isser Misa to an Isser Asay? Says the Gemara, yeah. I have precedent for this. What do I have precedent for this? From an animal that was hektish, that became a Balmum. Psulei HaMikdash. What's the din with an animal, a Psulei HaMikdash, and Rebosa, let's learn a little kudsh. What's the din with an animal that became a balmum? What's the halacha? You have to be poidit. You have to do a pidyon on the balmum. And now it loses its kedusha, right? Are there any more halachos that pertain to that animal after I'm poidit, Rabbi Yisai? You can't do what?
Shearing,
which is giza, and you can't do work. Usr begiza v'avoida. Fascinating, Iran. This animal was fully a hektish that had an iser me'ila, a real kedusha, kadosh l'mizbeach. Suddenly it became a balmum. You have to be paid to the kedusha. Sorry, not kadosh l'mizbeach, that's wrong. Kadosh l'bedek abayis. And then you're paid it, you redeem it, and it still retains some residual kedusha. It's still usr in shearing, and it's still usr to do classic work. You can eat it. You can eat it, but you can't do everything. Says the Gemara, maybe that's the pshat with an ashesish that the husband dies. She's no longer chenek, Misa Sabal does something, but there still is a residual iser to create an iser aseh. So the Gemara says, you're right, and it has to find another pasuk. Rabbi Yisai, when it comes to psuli amakdosh, that residual iser that now tells me I can't do work with this animal and I can't shear it. Why is there a residual iser? Because, I said it, it's residual. Because there was once a what? A shame. A shame what?
Hektish
on this animal. So that shame hektish is not in full force, but it's epis, something. It's still existing. Has a lasting effect. You can't treat this animal like an ordinary animal even after you redeem it, because the hektish is latent. The hektish stays. And the Gemara is comparing what? That to what? Teish Ish. Whoa. Sounds like Rav Yosef Engel suggests there's something residual. There's something still alive in this Gemara, like the opinion of Rav, like the opinion of the Tosfos, that I'm finishing up the Kedusha Ameis, and it's Chai V'Kayim, and therefore, it's a Gemar on the Kedusha. This Gemara is a beautiful raya to our second day of Tosfos, that there's still a reality of the Kedusha Ameis within the Mitzvah Yibum and after the Misa Saba. However, this is not the only Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. There is a Gemara on Kiddushin Yudalit Amid Aleph that Amir Tzah Hashem will pick up with on Monday. And Rabbi Yisai, we're going to have to analyze whether or not there might be ramifications lahalacha based on this Lamdish Hakira of the nature of Mitzvahs Yibum.